Madagascar. Genevieve Kashenda. Series editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. The Red Island. Red soil, amazing animals, and unique plants and flowers. Madagascar, or the Red Island, is one of the most beautiful and interesting countries on Earth. Would you like to go hiking in a rainforest in the morning and then swim with fish and turtles in the afternoon? Is your dream vacation watching whales jump out of the ocean while you swim? How about seeing 33 different kinds of lemurs? If you answered yes, then Madagascar is the place for you. Madagascar is the fourth largest island in the world. It's a little bigger than Spain, but a little smaller than France. It is in the Indian Ocean, off the east coast of Africa. It has many different kinds of land, and because of that, it has amazing biodiversity. There are many kinds of plants and animals that live only on Madagascar. Why is Madagascar unique? About 160 million years ago, India broke off from Africa. Then 80 million years ago, a large piece of India broke off and became an island. Madagascar was born. The first people came to Madagascar much later, only 2,000 years ago. They probably came from Indonesia or Africa. The people of Madagascar are called the Malagasy. There are more than 20 different ethnic groups, but they all speak the Malagasy language. Many Malagasy also speak French, because Madagascar was a French colony from 1896 to 1960. Chapter 2. A perfect place for animal lovers. Many people visit Madagascar to see its strange and wonderful animals. If you like unusual animals, you'll love Madagascar. Because Madagascar is an island, far from other countries, many of its animals evolved in unique ways. Would you like to see a fossa? It's an animal that looks like both a cat and a dog. Or how about 30 different species of tenrec? It's like a mouse, but it has feathers like a bird. Chameleons are beautiful, interesting, and colorful animals. They can be red, blue, yellow, green, black, white, or brown. They change color with changes in the temperature or the light, and also when their mood changes. A happy chameleon might be green, but an angry chameleon might turn yellow. A chameleon's tongue is 2 times longer than its body. That makes catching insects easy. And a chameleon's eyes are unique, too. A chameleon can move its eyes in different directions at the same time. This gives them an almost 360-degree view of the world. That helps them to catch insects, too. Almost half of the world's chameleon species live on Madagascar. It is the world's largest group of chameleons, and also the world's most unique. 59 species of Madagascar's chameleons are only found on Madagascar. But Madagascar's most popular animal is probably the lemur. A lemur is a primate, like a monkey. There are about 33 species of lemurs on Madagascar, and most of them are not found anywhere else on Earth. Lemurs are friendly. Some like to live with other lemurs, sometimes in groups of 10 or more. When a group of lemurs travel through their environment, they keep their long tails in the air, like a flag. They do this so that it is easy to see each other and stay together as a group. Lemur species have many different sizes and shapes. The smallest is the pygmy mouse lemur. It's only 25 grams. The largest is the Indri, which is 6 to 9 kilograms. Lemurs are very important for the ecology of Madagascar. They eat many different kinds of fruit. After they digest the fruit, they leave the seeds all around their environment. The seeds grow into new plants. Fruit grows on the plants. Lemurs eat the fruit, and the circle starts again. One of the most unusual species of lemur is the ai-ai. It has very big ears, big teeth, and a long middle finger. The ai-ai eats insect larvae. It climbs a tree and hits the tree with its long middle finger. Then it listens. If it hears insects moving inside the tree, it gnaws the tree with its big teeth until it gets to the larvae. The ai-ai has amazing ears. It can hear insect larvae move 4 meters inside the tree. Chapter 3. A World of Difference. It's like a world on an island. Visitors to Madagascar are amazed by its many different kinds of land and ecosystems. The rainforest is one kind of ecosystem, but Madagascar has more than one kind of rainforest. There's the lowland rainforest, with warm temperatures and more than 200 centimeters of rain every year. It has many different plants and tall trees growing close together. If you look up, you cannot see the sun. The montane rainforest, up in the mountains, is a little cooler and the trees are a little shorter. The montane rainforest is where many of the lemurs and chameleons live. Some of the rainforests are near the ocean. The plants that grow there can live near salt water and not die. Madagascar also has dry forests. Many of the plants in these forests grow only on Madagascar. For example, you can see the famous baobab trees. These trees look like they are upside down. 6 of the 8 species of baobab in the world grow on Madagascar. In these dry forests, you can also see the very unusual tsingy formations. These are tall, thin rocks that look like trees. Madagascar's most unusual forests are the spiny forests. The plants here have thorns on their branches. These thorns protect the plant's very small green leaves. In this ecosystem, 95% of the plants are found only on Madagascar. Mangrove forests are another kind of ecosystem on Madagascar. The mangrove forests are near the coast. They have only a few kinds of trees. The trees in this ecosystem can live in salt water. Their roots are above the water and can breathe oxygen. Madagascar has different kinds of wetlands, which have many tall grasses. These ecosystems are near the coast and are home to most of Madagascar's birds, all 258 species. All along the coast of Madagascar are coral reefs. These ecosystems have many different kinds of ocean life, including whales and turtles. But many of the plants and animals of Madagascar are endangered. In fact, it only has about 10% of its forest left. Madagascar's biodiversity is in danger. Madagascar is a poor country. Most of the Malagasy grow their own food to eat. They cut down trees and burn land to make farms. These fires burn down forests and animal habitats. Animals are caught for food or sold as pets. More trees are cut down, so their special wood can be sold for a lot of money. This causes erosion, when the soil runs off the land. But Madagascar is working hard to stop erosion and save its ecosystems. There are now more ecological ways to farm. There are national parks to protect the plants and animals. Ecotourism helps too. It brings jobs and money to Malagasy families, and it lets the world enjoy Madagascar's unique beauty without endangering its environment. Chapter 4: People and Culture. Like its ecosystems, the cultures of Madagascar are unique. Almost 22 million people live in Madagascar, 90% of them Malagasy. There are 20 ethnic groups. Now the different groups live together, but their names tell us a little about each group's past. The largest group is the Marina people. Their name means elevated people. They used to live on the elevated, or high, part of the country. Other groups are the Sakalava, people of the Long Valley, the Tanala, people of the forest, the Antandroy, people of the thorn bush, and the Tsimiheti, people who do not cut their hair. All these different ethnic groups speak the Malagasy language, but there are other things they share. The Malagasy respect their ancestors, the people in their family who have died. The living family members remember their ancestors every day. Burial tombs can be seen everywhere in Madagascar. These tombs for the dead are more expensive than the houses of the living. This shows how important ancestors are to the Malagasy. Another thing that is the same for all Malagasy ethnic groups is Fadi. Fadi are all the rules of everyday life. For example, if strangers, people you don't know, come to your home, you must invite them in, offer them food and drink, and make sure they are comfortable. And, if you are a stranger in someone's home, you must take the food and drink they offer you and make yourself comfortable. Another example of fadi are the rules about family meals. In a marina house, people eat at different times. The oldest adult eats first, and the youngest child eats last. Children must not eat before the older members of their family eat. It's the same thing for sitting around the table. The father or grandfather sits in the northeast corner because that is the most important place. Visitors to Madagascar often describe the Malagasy people as very friendly, happy, and welcoming. A visitor must remember, however, that not all the ethnic groups are the same. There are very few roads on Madagascar. It has always been difficult to travel from one part of the country to another, so the ethnic groups in different parts have some different beliefs. Some fadi may be very different from one ethnic group to another. It is a good idea to learn about the different fadi because someone might invite you to their home. Chapter 5. What do you think? Madagascar is a unique place in the world, but it's in danger. Madagascar is not a rich country. It does not have many natural resources that it can sell to make money. About 70% of the Malagasy live on less than $1 a day. And how they make money endangers Madagascar's biodiversity. If the land, trees, and animals are gone, what will happen to the Malagasy people? But today, things are getting better on Madagascar. There are sapphire mines, and in 2005, oil was found. These two resources are bringing more money to the country's economy. Also, the education system is better. More people are going to school for a longer time. This will also make the lives of the Malagasy better. How can the Malagasy people make their lives better and also protect the biodiversity of their beautiful island? Here are some ideas. 1. Teach farmers how to use the same soil every year and not burn down forests to make new fields. 2. Plant new trees where people have burned down the forest. 3. Give jobs to local people in the national parks. 4. Teach the children about the importance of the plants and animals on the island. 5. Build small hotels and restaurants for ecotourists. Which ideas do you think are the best? Why? Can you think of any other things people can do to protect Madagascar's amazing biodiversity?